Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So I was having some thoughts this morning about your power, your greatness, your time frame. And what I wanted to share with you guys today is that it's never too late. And when I say that, that's a blanket statement. I'm making that statement with regard to any and everything that pops up in your mind. Because I think that at some point, we started to get this feeling like there was all these restrictions and time frames put on all of the areas and aspects of our life. And unknowingly, that can paralyze you. It can make you feel helpless. It can make you feel powerless. But when you realize that it's never too late to do the things that you want to do, to say the things that you want to say, to be the person that you want to be, you also realize, okay, I got to take my power back. I can take my power back, whether that be the power over your mind, the power over your circumstance, or your reality. And then you have to take action in taking that power back and making your life what you want it to be. And you know, when we're born, if you think about it, we're conditioned to learn and to do all these things. They teach us how to walk, talk, potty train us, eat properly, all these things, right? But as you continue to get older, you get into the education system, you're conditioned to certain things, you're accustomed to certain things. But one of the things, and we've touched on this before, one of the things that they don't teach you how to do is be human. Figure out who you are. Understand yourself. Understand what you like and dislike. Understand who you want to be and how you want to show up in this world. So at a certain point, we get lost and we don't really know what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to be. And in some instances, we feel powerless. So then you know how that shows up. We're sitting there just checking the boxes, going by day to day, asking everybody what they think, what we should do, how we should do it. And we've lost the ability to tap into our own genius, our own sense of personal compass to let us know what direction we should be going in, what we should be doing, what we should be feeling, what's right for us, what's wrong for us. So we lose our power in a way. And if you really are feeling like you need a change in your life, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling complacent, I can almost guarantee you one of the sectors to your solution is taking your power back. It's owning your voice. It's realizing it's not too late. It's trying the things that you want to try. It's doing the things that you want to do. It's learning who you are. It's understanding what makes you tick. Because that is where a lot of the unhappiness comes in. We're conditioned in a certain way to where we think we're happy with the things that are in front of us until we're not. And then we don't really know how to figure out how to pull the layers back and understand what really is going on with us. Because a lot of this takes shape, obviously, with our careers, because this is a place that you spend a lot of your time, right? So when you become unhappy in that space and you realize you're unhappy in that space, it's like torture because you have to spend so much time there. But if you're in that space right now where you're feeling a little tortured by your day-to-day and your day-to-day being largely your career, I would encourage you to sit back, especially on Saturdays and Sundays, when you have some alone time, or maybe when you have some downtime. And even if you don't, start creating barriers. Start disconnecting from work on the weekends, if nothing but for a few hours, so that you can start tapping into self, So what I was saying is sit back on the weekends and really allow yourself some time to take inventory, to assess how much power you're exerting over your life, to realize how much power you're not exerting over your life, and how much power you can actually take back to help create and make your life what you want it to be. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, oh yeah, this sounds good, but my life is more complicated than that. It's more complex. It's like I say with everything else, you have to start somewhere though. You can't look at this big change that you want to make and say, oh, I can't make those kind of changes because it's just not conducive to my life right now. No, maybe it's not as a whole, but what are some of the things that you can do right now to get you to where you might want to be once you start figuring out where you think you want to be? Because that could even change. But that's the beauty of it. We are meant to evolve as people. No one said by 30 years old, you have to have it all figured out. You have to be the person that you're going to be. You have to exist like that forever in life. No, that's the beauty in life. Evolution. We are here to evolve. We're here to learn. We're here to experience. We're here to grow. If we weren't, our lives would end much earlier. And fortunately for most of us, we're going to live longer than some of the people from the past, some of our ancestors, simply due to technology and experimenting and growth in those areas and industries. So if they're growing and they're expanding and they're learning new technology to keep us here, why shouldn't we be growing and expanding and learning new ways to make ourselves happy while we're here? To make ourselves feel content while we're here. It's never too late. It's never too late to grow. It's never too late to expand. It's never too late to change. Yes, people may have known you as this one person. They may have known you to be this person, and they may have expectations of you as this person, but you could show up tomorrow with your new enlightened mindset of how you actually want to show up in this world. And guess what? They'll have nothing to do but accept it, because that is your choice. That is you taking your power back and showing up how you want to show up instead of how people think you should show up, how you've been conditioned to show up, how you've been showing up. You can always change how you show up. And you can change how people treat you and how they perceive you all at the same time as well. But we'll get into that another day. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this 7-Minute Sunday. I hope you just go into this week knowing that change is okay for you. And it's never too late. It's never too late for you to take your power back and show up how you want to show up in this life. You're supposed to evolve. Don't let anybody tell you different. I hope you have an amazing week this week. I thank you so much for hanging out with me. And if you are unfamiliar with this podcast and maybe it's your first time listening, be sure to head over to switchpivotorquit.com. Check out the website, the resources, all the goodies we have going on over there. And if you are in the midst of your plot twist or it's just starting and you feel like, oh, I really need to make a switch, pivot, or quit, and you need to talk it through with somebody, you need somebody to brainstorm with you, your core group maybe just won't cut it, feel free to book your switch, pivot, or quit strategy session with me, your host, Ayana Angel, and I have 60-minute sessions that are available on the switchpivotorquit.com website if you simply click on SPQ sessions. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page and book your session today. And I look forward to chatting with you, to helping you figure all this craziness out, because sometimes it just takes that extra outsider's perspective to help you get right, get in line, and start making some of the changes that you really want to make for yourself. Have an excellent week, and thank you for joining me on the 7-Minute Sunday. Keep killing it.